This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to Cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with Cars.com. Where to next?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We can eradicate food deserts with this technology.
This is Hoda Kotb from Joy 101 with Hoda Kotb. And that was Jalea Hemmings. She and her husband created Nourish and Bloom Market, an AI-powered grocery store. Scan a QR code to enter, pick what you need, and walk out. Or as Jalea puts it,
tap, grab, and go 24/7. We started to get flooded with folks saying, hey, I need you in my city.
It became their mission to develop a store that could open within 3 months, even without any infrastructure.
And just when we were like, how are we going to accomplish this goal? We won the AT&T Small Business Contest grant. That $50,000 got us over the finish line where we built the first AI-powered grocery shipping container in the country.
For Jalea, it's about building a legacy to show the world that you can solve any problem when you work together.
Having the support of AT&T, the city of Atlanta, is huge. Look at how many people we've been able to help.
Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Alec Murdaugh's trial is moving on up. Anybody remember that song? Yeah. Moving on up. Da, 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 da. I don't remember the lyrics. Anyway, moving to a new place. Remember back in January 23? 900 people in Colleton County got a jury summons back then. The Alec Murdaugh double murder trial. We're all watching it. We're covering it right here. They filled out questionnaires about what they'd heard, what they'd seen, who they talked to. 123 qualified out of 900. 80 made the final strike sheet. And when the judge asked the final panel whether anyone had heard of the case, it appeared that every single person stood up. Fewer than one in seven could sit in a chair and say they hadn't already decided. The prospective jurors included people related to the Murdaugh family, people represented by the family's former law firm, people who'd watched every minute of coverage. That was 3.5 years ago. That was before the Supreme Court threw out the conviction. Becky Hill pleaded guilty to obstruction, to perjury, and two counts of misconduct in office. Before the next round of documentaries and podcasts and streaming specials made this case even bigger. All of that happened before the blow-up. Judge Deborah McCaslin looked at that number and called it a floor, not a ceiling. And she sent this trial 86 miles away to a town neither side asked for. On September 8th of 2026, McCaslin filed an 8-page order moving the retrial to Sumter County. The defense wanted Charleston. The prosecution fought that. McCaslin gave them a place nobody wanted. Nobody was fighting over for. So nobody can be happy. The retrial starts April 5th. Of 27. Plan your vacations. By then, it will have been nearly 6 years since Maggie and Paul Murdaugh were shot to death at the family's Moselle property. 6 years of wall-to-wall coverage. 6 years of opinions hardening. The question here isn't guilt or innocence. It's whether 12 people anywhere in South Carolina can hear the name and not already have a verdict in their pocket. Most people think this is a fame problem. It's not. Famous defendants get their fair trials every day. This is a power problem. Three generations of the Murdaugh family held the 14th Circuit Solicitor's Office from 1920 to 2006. 86 years! The solicitor in South Carolina is the prosecutor, the person who decides who gets charged, who gets a plea, and who goes home. Think about that, what that means if you live in one of those five counties. Allendale, Beaufort, Colleton, Hampton, Jasper, Colleton County has about 39,000 residents. In a community that small, everybody's connected to the legal system somehow. If you get arrested, a Murdaugh decided your future. If your family needed justice after a wrongful death, you walked into a Murdaugh's law firm. If your neighbor went to prison, a Murdaugh put him there. If your neighbor walked, a Murdaugh let him go. People called the region Murdaugh Country. The family's firm, Peters Murdaugh Parker, Eltroth and Dietrich, was one of the most powerful practices in the Low Country. It wasn't a famous family. This was the family that ran your life, that ran your parents' lives, your grandparents, for nearly a century. McCaslin's order lays it out. Some residents may associate the name with public service. Others may associate it with privilege, influence, or resentment. Either direction disqualifies a juror. You can't be neutral about a name that shaped your family's experience with the law for three generations. You can't voir dire that out of a person. The Mallory Beach wrongful death case, a civil case tangled up in the Murdaugh saga, was also moved out of the 14th Circuit for the same contamination. The dynasty poisoned every courtroom in five counties. Then there's the courthouse. Harpootlin called the Colleton County Courthouse the scene of the crime, and he wasn't talking about the murders, obviously. He was talking about good old Becky Hill. Hill was the elected clerk of court during the 23 trial. She served as the jury's caretaker, managing their logistics, their meals, their movement through the building, their minds. The Supreme Court found she used that position to insert herself into the deliberation. She allegedly told jurors not to be fooled by the defense. She allegedly told them to watch Murdaugh closely when he testified. She then co-authored a book about the case while she still held the office and promoted it on the taxpayers' dime. It got pulled from publication because of plagiarism. Hill resigned from her position in March of 24 while the state was investigating her conduct. The state's ethics commission filed 76 counts of ethics violations against her. She pled guilty in December 25 to obstruction of justice, perjury, and two counts of misconduct in office, 3 years of probation, and 100 hours of community service. The Supreme Court called her conduct a breathtaking and disgraceful effort to undermine the jury process, unprecedented in South Carolina. She never spent a day behind bars for any of it. One person's poor decisions, all in line to benefit herself, is why we're back here talking about Alec effing Murdaugh today. And the consequences? Slap on the wrist, Becky. We don't do that. We don't do that, Becky. No. Bad girl. That's about it. Now imagine you're a Colleton County resident getting a summons for the retrial. You don't just have an opinion about Murdaugh. You have an opinion about whether your county's courthouse got it right, whether Hill corrupted the process, whether the defense played a technicality, whether the Supreme Court made the right call. You haven't heard a single piece of evidence, and you're already carrying four different biases into that courtroom, and rightfully so. McCaslin wrote that public confidence is better served by separating the retrial from the courthouse now inseparably associated with both the conviction and its invalidation. It's a good call. That's a judge saying the building itself is contaminated. The ghost house blew up. It's like Ghostbusters. Somebody pressed the button, the containment system can't use the place anymore. Sorry. So where do you go?
Well, the defense thought they had an answer. Charleston. We'll take you to the big city. Charleston's not that big of a city. It's a beautiful city, though. I love Charleston. In fact, I was kind of hoping it was going to be in Charleston because I was like, springtime in Charleston. That might be a fun place to do the show from for maybe a week. Well, thank you, Judge. We're not doing that now. Arpoodlin stood in court and promised McCaslin that if they got Charleston, his team would never appeal the venue issue, ever. Well, how special is that? We're not going to appeal it as long as you do what we want. Why would you appeal what exactly you're asking for? Charleston has 400,000 people. It's far more urban, diverse, plenty of courtrooms and hotel rooms. The defense wanted the biggest possible pool to dilute the Murdaugh saturation. The prosecution fought it hard. Creighton Waters called Charleston the most expensive and logistically impossible county in the state. He pointed to traffic. Oh, you know your argument is shit when you start with traffic. And I'm no Murdaugh fan, but Creighton, come on, buddy. You're already going into this and arguing about traffic? Yeah. Oh, you got to walk an extra block. That sucks. Parking, hotel costs, spring flooding, the overlap of the Masters golf tournament a long ways away where overflow might be staying. It was a stretch. I'll give you points. You really, I think you AI'd that. You went like, what could possibly get this out of Charleston? Give me every possible reason you can think of. Golf. Traffic. Mosquitoes. What? Waters noted that Charleston sits in the same media market as Waterboro, where the first trial played out on national television for 6 weeks. The original trial required massive daily logistics, even in a small town. Colleton County is footing the bill for the retrial. The prosecution floated five other counties as alternatives and told McCaslin to pick. She picked Sumner. Neither side asked for it. About 105,000 people there, 86 miles from Waterboro. From Walterboro, I should say, I'm sorry, home of the Shaw Air Force Base, one of the largest military installations in the Southeast, 44 miles from Columbia, where most of the lawyers live. Most of the witnesses and investigators live in the Lowcountry, more than 100 miles in the other direction. Sumter sits in the 3rd Judicial Circuit, completely separate from the 14th, where the Murdaugh dynasty operated. The Judicial Center has 4 courtrooms, security infrastructure, and the technology for a trial this size. What McCaslin's order didn't say, as my read, not hers, is that a military town is something else. Shaw cycles people through on assignment. They come from Georgia, Texas, North Carolina. They didn't grow up in Murdaugh country. And that's important if your interest is a fair trial. They don't carry 86 years of inherited opinion about a family that decided who went to prison in the next county over. But they're not blank slates either. McCaslin rejected the option of picking jurors elsewhere and then bussing them into Colleton. More expensive, more complicated, and it would have put the trial back inside the courthouse. The Supreme Court said violated Murdaugh's rights. Harpoodlin's promise, never appeal venue if they got Charleston, is dead. The defense didn't get what they wanted. Venue stays alive, appellate issue. If this trial ends in a conviction, that card is in Murdaugh's hand, and both sides know it. Not much of a card, though. Here's what McCaslin actually solved: the dynasty problem. Sumner residents didn't grow up under the Murdaugh name. The Hill problem. The trial leaves a courthouse. The Supreme Court called a crime scene. And the math problem. The pool is nearly 3 times Colleton's size. What she can't solve is what she called the convergence of national media saturation and local community familiarity. Isn't that kind of like a corporate true crime statement?
More than 10 books, at least 6 podcast series, more than 7 television productions, more than 20 documentary episodes. We're in those counts. She acknowledged that any prospective juror in any county has possibly been exposed to this case. The contamination followed the trial out of Culleton County and onto every screen in the country. Geography can fix the local disease. It can't touch the national one. That's why McCaslin is personally overseeing jury selection this time. Both sides will work on the questionnaire under the court's direct oversight. The next pretrial hearing, November 13th, with motions due October 30th. Court won't leave anything to chance again. If you got that summons in Sumner County, could you do it? Could you sit in that jury box for 6 weeks, hear the testimony, and decide based on what's presented in that courtroom? McCaslin's order bets that 12 people can. Whether it holds depends on something no judge controls, whether 12 strangers can hear the name Murdaugh. Still listen to what comes next. Give me your thoughts in the comments section and answer that question if you would. Could you do it? Could you do it? If you were in that position. Curious. We'll continue our conversation in the comments section. And if you've not done so already, take the podcast with you. If you're watching us on YouTube, there's the QR code on the screen. You can scan it. It'll take you to our link tree, which will take you to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you prefer to get podcasts. Go ahead, press subscribe. You can listen to us in the car, at work, at the gym, on walks, whatever you're doing. We do greatly appreciate that. All right. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are no such thing as a fish.